Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Last week I mentioned that I go over the Ritter rules once more, so if you know them by heart, you can either keep listening and be a step ahead of me and so test yourself to be sure you know the drill, or just listen to it one more time to make sure you have it down. Facing a shark should always, and I mean always, follow the same rules and principles. Otherwise, you will get confused once you put your mind into the game, which should not be part of it. That reminds me, I got some emails from people that had a hard time to understand the term specimen. When you talk about a specimen, you just mean a single shark of a certain species. So last week, I should most likely not have used the term specimen, but just individual shark. Okay, remember what we said back then, species don't matter, but the individual shark. Okay, so that's for clarification. Anyway, remember, even last week, your ego, and here I mean emotions, should be locked away when facing sharks. So let's get started. First and most important, never back off. Always stay your ground, no matter what species of shark it is. Again, here, don't look for the species per se. You know, there's a shark coming, that's what it is. Just a shark, and down the road, well, you can identify, maybe you're good enough to already know what it is, but when it comes to gray sharks, the Cacarana species, that's kind of sometimes kind of tricky. Anyway, you stop with your activity, go vertical, and stop moving with your legs, but keep eye contact. Remember, stop moving your legs means no more water pressure from your feet, something sharks are tuned into to pick up when closer or close. We assume around the inner circle, when they come to that threshold, is when they can pick up water pressure with their lateral line system. Since a shark cannot just stop moving, it can glide but not stand still, except of course when laying down, and if it's a sand tiger, it likely passes you, or, you know, it starts to circle. What you do then is pivot as a shark, you face it by using your hands and arms, what we call sculling. This is the face part of face guide push move. Should a shark now decide to come closer, and I mean that close that it is in touching distance, and so you could touch it with outstretched arms without moving your upper body forward, then do it, and it's called guiding. You guide the shark along. Me, I most often don't even do that because I want to get a feeling for the shark when it's in close contact with me, but that may be pushing it a bit. But the interesting part here is that the shark, once it's really close, only 2-3 feet away, most often seems to be surprised that nothing happens. I can't put my finger down what it is, but it always feels that way. Should the shark not pass in order to be guided, but coming frontally, then you have to push the shark around you. Whenever you aim your hand to a spot of the shark's head, avoid eye area, mouth, and gills. Most important here, do it slow and deliberate. No quick motions, otherwise you may startle the shark. After having pushed the shark, watch closely if the shark is coming back to the same closeness, or if it starts now a different pattern. Most of the time, they withdraw, but you know, sometimes it just restore a bit, but stay in the closer vicinity, mostly in the closer interzone. That means closer, or rather close to the inner circle. Should it not do that and come right in again where you would have to repeat the procedure, then it's time to be proactive and move towards the shark. That is what a predator would do, and the shark does not know what we are, but should we do something that resembles the moving pattern of a predator, the sharks will react accordingly. It's my experience that moving towards the shark always does the trick. But still, you may have a rather intense bugger and it just seems not to understand what you want it to do. Should that be the case, again, that will be very, very rare, and it comes back into touching distance, then you aim for the gills. Touch them or push water towards them, and that will be the end of it for sure. Sharks kill each other by probably, preferably, going for the gills. So even water pressure makes a shark react the way you intend. I know, it does not seem rough by just touching gills, but mind you, you perform in the shark's world and with its understanding. Remember MacOpe, the mental capacity, oriented approach pattern? Yeah, okay, then you understand that that will be all it needs, all it takes for the shark to back off. So I've hardly ever been in the water with a shark that still did not get it. But hey, you may be that very person where even guilt touching does not cut it. Now what? Well, then it's back to the move part, but in a different manner. You keep going after the shark, and each time he turns towards you again, you immediately move and don't let the shark relax. Remember, this part of the pattern rules is called GOAT. Yeah, it's not here greatest of all time, as Muhammad Ali was. No, GOAT here stands for go after the dot, dot, dot. You know, can't put in your own name here. These are the rules, and if you follow them, you will be able to leave the water without a scratch. And most often, you will have no scratch anyway when you back up, but you know, this is the safest way. But remember, no matter what, you never ever hit a shark. Should you have a camera, then keep it between you and the shark, or aim a snorkel towards the shark or a fin, but never hit the shark. But never mention the rules. It hits me how simple they actually are. For some folks, they are even too simple. At least that is what I heard in the past. I'm not sure what it is, but people seem eager to get more complicated rules that seem to make them somehow more important or better or whatever. With them, I mean, of course, the rules. But hey, it is what it is, as my best friend always says. So go with these simple rules, and the advantage is obvious. They are easy to remember. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.